It's an album which is populated by an illustrious cast of characters. I mean, we have Amerigo Vespucci and we have Columbus, and then there's a reference to St. Francis, I presume, of Assisi, and Emperor yes. Constantine, and then we have a song called Tarkovsky, and there's a song clearly about Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Set to almost a 50s doo-wop
yes.
rhythm.
That song is just probably the simplest and purest song on the record in the way that it was written. We had really finished the album and were just doing a few more guitar overdubs. And I was revising a poem that I had written for Amy when she died. And my bass player, Tony Shanahan, came in and asked me if he could play me one more piece of music. And I was saying to him, no more music, no more songs. I need to finish the album. I'm done. And he said, well, just listen to this. I think you'll like this music. So he put it on a little boombox, and I was working on my poem. And then I said to him, Tony, your music and my poem are married. They were made for each other. I sang to the music on the boombox, this is the girl for whom all tears fall. This is the girl for whom all tears fall. This is the girl who was having a ball. Just a dark smear. The cadence of my poem went perfectly with his music. Spirited away, buried in sighs.
And that was synchronicity you hadn't asked him to evoke, because
no.
sounds like is the sort of thing that she was doing on the Back to Black album with Mark Ronson, that kind
no,
of quite retro sound.
It's just part
sound.
Of our roots, yeah. You know. I mean, it's retro for a new generation, but it's what I grew up with, you know. And she understood the music of my generation and the generation before me, not in a approximate way, but an absolutely authentic way. Her voice was just a gift, you know. And
she was an intuitive musician.
Intuitive and intelligent, and she just had it. In terms of her voice, she had it all.